Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
And how was your week, Benny?
My week? Yes. Don't you hate when people on the radio do this?
Really?
Like,
no.
As if people are interested in how our week's been.
Well, I'm interested.
Oh, darling. Yeah, it was all right.
Do you know that there are celibacy rappers out there?
Celibacy?
Rappers.
Like people that rap.
That they're celibate.
Or for Christmas, working in malls.
What do you mean?
Like working in shopping centres.
No. Not that kind of rapper.
Oh, what do you mean?
One that raps with his mouth.
Oh, they like those.
It's apparently celibacy rappers are promoting non-sexual side hugs.
A side hug?
A side hug.
Oh, that's so beige.
apparently, because hugging face-to-face means crotch-to-crotch. And
there's nothing wrong with that.
That's what I thought.
Jesus loved it.
Jesus never hugged nobody
he
like
did.
That, apparently.
Jesus loved it.
Did he love a bit of crotch-to-crotch?
He gagged for it. I know. There's nothing wrong with...
Crotches don't touch when you hug. Do they, when you do a front-on hug?
I have been known to have a sword fight now and then. there's nothing wrong with it.
Of course there's nothing wrong
with
it.
It can be fun. It's not if you're hugging someone like Ray Martin,
really?
Is it?
He might need a side hug. That's a better way.
But no.
I just wonder, do you position yourself a bit like an ABBA film clip where you're looking at their side? Like one's facing east and the other one's facing south.
No, you can't. No. I think if that's like...
Is that a side hug?
You would be hugging hip to hip.
Oh, is that a side hug?
I think so. You'd almost be like doing some sort of polka move.
It's very polka.
It's all wrong.
It is all wrong.
You're going to need timing because now, you know, that's... So they're people that don't kiss people on the cheek. Do they kiss?
No, it's just a side hug.
Oh, those Christians. They just don't know how to have fun.
They extract the fun out of Christmas, don't they?
They are extractors. They really are. Well, the other night I went to my chiro. I went to the osteo.
That's...
And you know how I've been saying my osteo, like the other day he had he was packing
He was packing lunch.
He was packing, I don't think he was packing underwear.
Yeah, I remember.
You know, I remember? Like,
and it was quite warm in
there. He looked like he had a cuttlefish in his pants.
don't go there again.
Well, this week he had very tight black jeans on.
Oh, so...
He looked beautiful.
Really? Yeah. It was all nicely packaged.
It was beautiful. He was very slimline. There was no... I could tell there were underwear. I could tell there was a visible panty line. I was so happy.
Really?
I was happy that the cuttlefish wasn't halfway down his leg. But the other thing too was we were doing... You know, he said, you know, take your clothes off. I'm going to massage you.
Oh, you don't get that offer too often, no. Do you?
No, I had to pay $13 for it.
That's kind of
with
cheap.
A health benefit, you know, with the with a rebate.
but he still said it.
He just had to say.
I mean, that's
it.
Besides
There's
the point.
Not many times you get someone looking like that that says, "Can you please remove your clothes and get on the bench?" You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I said, "Well, look, certainly. Well, do you want me to take my shoes off as well?" He said, "Yes." So I lay down on the bench and he was doing a massage. He just starts conversation.
Oh, mid massage.
Yeah.
While he's got his hand between you.
Now,
your femur.
You know very well that I don't have a partner. And one of the things I was thinking while this was happening was, I wonder in times of intimacy, do people actually just have a chat? And I want everyone, while they're driving, if you're sitting at home on your sofa, just have a little think about. Do people chat?
While they're doing the intimate thing.
If you're doing something vigorous on somebody... Is it okay to just chat? You know what I mean?
I don't know if that's... Yeah, well, I don't think I would.
Like, if you're, I don't know.
It just doesn't go with, you know, just a chat doesn't necessarily go with vigorous activity.
Well, if you, you know, like I was just thinking, if you're going at the Monte Carlo, you know, vigorously, do you sort of say, whilst in the middle of a double click, do you sort of say, hey, did you pick up the oranges from the... Did we buy any milk this week?
I don't know.
Or, you know, like, if you're, you know...
It's kind of a downer.
But I think it's kind of nice, isn't
really?
It?
Really?
Well, it would be nice if you're sort of lying there and someone...
Not mid-activity.
It
kind of brings it all to a halt.
Do we have any wheat picks? Do you know that kind of... That look? But anyway, he sort of turned around. Like, I'm sort of lying on the thing and he's got his fingers in my back.
Thank God you said back.
He's got his fingers in my back. And then he said to me, so what are you doing this weekend? I said, and I'm going, like, I go, what? Because I had my face in that hole.
Oh, you can't really You've got to put your face in the hole.
You've
got to lift out.
Yes, and I had to sort of lift my head out and go, I said, I beg your pardon. He goes, have you got any plans this weekend? And I said, no, I don't actually. And he goes, oh, yeah, what are you up to? And I said, nothing. I don't have any plans. And then was he sort of rubbing away, got some more oil and he's rubbing away. And I thought, now that he's brought that up, should I?
Well, that's okay. It's only civil.
Because, you know, I've decided in my life that life is a two-way street.
Of course.
There's no more one-way action. Do you know what I mean?
So did you ask him?
Yeah, I thought, well, I'm going to go down the two-way road. And I said, well, you know what? I said, how about you? I said, what do you got planned? He goes, well, nothing. My wife's going out of town this weekend. And I went, oh, my God, this is really awkward. Because now you know that you want me to ask you to my house.
Really?
No. But give me some bloody fantasy for once. Has anyone seen The Dragon's Lair? The Dragon's Den on Foxtel? Does anyone have Foxtel?
No.
Oh, there's this really brilliant show where they have like these investors and like people go in there with their business ideas.
Oh, I've heard of this.
And they're really hopeless. Like none of them have done any homework. They all think they're brilliant.
Really?
Yeah. Although, you know, like some guy goes in there and goes, I'm going to sell these bits of chicken wrapped in you know, breadcrumbs. They're called nuggets. And so, you know, and everyone goes, oh, here's £100,000.
Oh, so that's how much they give them?
No, they don't give them any. Well, they do, but they're all so hopeless. But the compare of the show is cross-eyed.
What do you mean?
He's got a funny... And it was really disturbing because when he looked into the camera, I really didn't know where to look.
What do you mean?
He's like, he's got that look.
Has he got a bung eye?
Yeah.
So one looks one
And they're
direction.
Really deep set. So he looks like Clarence the Lion. You know that look? Remember? Yeah. Our producer just gave me the look. Oh, he's not Roxette.
You know, our Country Fire Authority doing a wonderful job as usual.
Yes.
In our summer period when it's really hot. But they get called out to the most bizarre things.
Why?
You know, they get called out to all sorts of stuff, not just fires.
Barbecues.
Yeah. Apparently they're called in Bendigo.
Bendigo.
They got called out to a suspected gas leak on Tuesday night.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that you could call the CFA for gas.
So if you smell a little bit of gas.
Well, you know, because gas could mean fire.
Gas could mean poo.
Could mean manure.
No, gas, that's... Because sometimes I have walked past people's houses and I've smelt a little bit of gas.
And?
Well, I wasn't sure whether I should knock on their door and say, excuse me, you're leaking, or whether you should call some authority. Because you know I love a bit of authority. But who is the authority?
Well, apparently, because they were so concerned, they sent 15 firefighters.
You would.
And two CFA water tankers raced over to this farm after reports of a strong smell of gas. So, you know, they were fearing the worst.
Yeah.
When they got there, they discovered the source, and the source wasn't exactly a gas leak.
What was causing the gas leak?
Apparently a very flatulent, large pig.
A pig? Oh. Oh, dear. Really? The pig was farting?
The pig was farting. 120 kilo pig. Now, that's a massive, large animal.
Who are you calling pig? Really?
Well, that's the size of a large person. Wouldn't he? 120 kilo?
Don't look at me.
I'm not looking at you. I'm just conversing with you. Don't get paranoid on me.
No, I'll try not to get para.
Apparently the fiery said we couldn't just smell it, but heard it too.
Well, I wonder what that pig had been eating.
What would do it? Cabbage leaves would do it to you.
Pies. Onions.
Oh, onions do it to you all.
Imagine a pig that had just eaten onions.
Can you give pigs onions? Are they like dogs where you can't give them onions?
Who can't you feed onions to? Dogs.
To dogs. Oh, why it's toxic.
No.
Yeah.
That's poor. You can't feed them licorice either.
What, doggies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's toxic.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the point of having one if you can't unload licorice and onions? Recently, there was a sexpo.
There was.
Now, only the beige would go to sexpo.
Is sexpo like for, is it for everybody? Like for gay men, for straights, for lesbians? Is
well,
it a bit of everything?
Well, sexpo is like Coles without undies.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? It's like...
Okay, so it's just for our straight community. Is that what you're telling me?
It's for... You know what?
What?
It's for quilt makers with lubricant. Think...
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's arts and crafts, but mixed with lube and condoms.
Uh-huh.
I don't think there's any lube or condom action going on at Sexpo.
Right, okay.
That's my... I'm just going to go out on a limb. It's only Benny Fat Latte's opinion. I'm thinking it's the beigest thing you could ever do in your whole life.
Oh, okay.
Because what do you hope to achieve at Sexpo? Apart from going in and getting a show bag and a newspaper, what else could you possibly want?
Well, don't they do demonstrations?
They don't do any demonstrations. What are they going to demonstrate on? But anyway.
Live would be nice.
Oh, what?
Live
no,
demos.
No, basically, that's what you and I, with rainbow imagination... think it's all there's gonna it's gonna be full of porn stars. We're gonna walk past, they're gonna fall in love with us, we're gonna get dragged into some back room, our undies are gonna fall off immediately.
And all my clothes just
yes,
fell off.
And then you know, but that doesn't happen.
No. Okay. That,
what I imagine
You're disappointing
what
me.
I imagine is I'd go there, someone hands me a show bag, gives me the Herald Sun, and then I walk in and then someone goes, "Have you seen this new mop? Would you like to hire a limo? Have you seen this new ironing board cover?" And I say, "Well, just where is all the cock?" But I do have to say a big hello to Peter in Germany and Mark in Florida in the USA.
Well, speaking of our offshore listeners.
Yes.
There's a little photo in here, and I want all our London people, because I know they're listening.
Yes.
Apparently there's a shop that's just opened over in London
yeah.
called Joy, would you believe?
No.
I'm telling you. And the photo has a lot of naked men in it.
What are they doing there?
Because they had some competition where it said shoppers need to pick out or come down. The fashion chain launched a new branch yesterday.
Yes.
And they were giving away clothes to the first 25 people who came dressed only in their underwear. But do you see any women in that photo? They're only guys.
But so maybe that's the men's department.
Oh, okay. I'm just assuming.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it might have been just for the menswear department.
It doesn't look like... Well, it actually looks like there are women's things in
there.
Well,
don't forget, who works in menswear departments, Frank?
But these are not the type of guys that I would have thought would be running up there in your underwear.
Who works in menswear departments?
Who works in menswear departments?
Fellow rainbows.
That's true. Do you reckon they were out there doing it?
Well, they're the brains. They're the brilliant brains behind
that. They brainstormed that one.
Yes. So they thought, how could we get this? How could we get this happening? How could we make our day a little bit brighter? Why don't we do a promo where we
get some hot guys?
See, because women don't do that.
So women wouldn't have arrived in their undies.
Women are a little bit different. What they do, they say, okay, we're going to have like a 70% off sale, and they get the same numbers of people.
So men don't go for the
70%. Men don't think.
So they see naked and they see free.
They see naked, free.
They're there.
Yeah, you know, they think, oh, okay. They're like a dog. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Just point them in the right direction.
See, dogs, do you know why dogs lick themselves? Because they can. And if men could, they would. Do you know where I'm going with
Some
that?
Do.
Some do.
Sexy talk.
No, I can't do
No, you can't.
I can't do because, you know, there's nothing worse if you happen to, let's say you have someone over that you're entertaining, you know, like you have a visitor.
Oh, but we're talking about people that have known each other for a while, you know? They've done the deed a number of times.
Well, you talk about people, you know, that's your viewpoint.
Yeah, oh, that's what I was thinking.
That's what I'm liking to hear.
Okay.
I might talk from the other angle.
Okay.
Okay. But see, we're like in an entertainment mode.
Yes.
There's nothing worse. You know, like, okay, how can I explain this without sounding vulgar?
that's unlike you.
Well, you know, like if you're at a dinner party and you serve someone dinner, there's nothing worse than the people, like they grab a tortellini and they put it in their mouth and they go, ooh, oh, yeah, ooh, that's gorgeous. Oh, thank you so much. And you think,
just one, oh, just one.
I feel like taking the plate away from them and go, get out of my house. Just eat it and shut up, and then you thank me afterwards.
Oh, my,
you know,
God.
What? Thank me with a bottle of wine. Thank me with some bread. Thank me with
sex.
No, I wouldn't want to have sex with that.
Oh, not after that.
Not after those vocalizations.
So you're thinking that would put you off if you heard that in bed.
Oh,
what if people did sexy talk together? You know, if they did, like, they fired one off at each other. So yeah. I'm thinking that you don't like sexy talk.
No, if it's from the heart, Frank. But if it's like, oh, yeah, yeah. You know that kind of, do you know that talk?
Deeper. Longer.
No, but that, you know, that's kind of that porno talk.
Yes, okay.
It's like.
It's kind of fun, though.
Well,
if you're both doing it.
It just reeks of no imagination. You know, it sounds like they've been dubbed.
Of course.
It sounds like there's a guy in the other room with a. We're through a speaker talk, like their mouth's moving, but it's someone else's voice.
Yeah, I'm getting you. Yeah.
I was in Adelaide on Wednesday.
Oh.
It was.
Oh. Let's move on.
But there was
shall
a
we?
Man sitting next to me in the plane going to Adelaide. And you know, sometimes when you see people's bum cracks and you just have to look away, he had the type of bum crack you had to look at.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is there that kind of bum crack?
I don't know, but something came over me. Like there was like.
Oh, well, you were compelled.
There was like this waft of glitter. Like there was this little this little cloud of glitter in the airplane.
What did you see? Describe his bum crack.
It wasn't so much what I saw. It was like.
It was
think
hidden.
Of a soundtrack. You know, like when you get into a plane, sometimes there's that muffled sound. Like the noise quality in an airplane is kind of weird. It's kind of when they close the door. And then as the plane's kind of moving, you always end up hearing a baby crying, but it's like it's not a loud cry, it's just this muffled cry, like someone's got a pillow over its head.
Okay,
you know that sound.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing happened. I could hear like this muffled twinkle of glitter, and as I looked down, I could see this man's crack
right in front of you. Well, or next to you.
Yes. And there was something about him that immediately made me fall in love with him.
And what was that?
He was showered.
That helps.
That helps. He kind of had a look.
Did he have a scent? Was he emanating
he
a scent?
He had a nervous. Do you ever get the sense that when beige men get nervous that someone's looking at them?
Right.
I didn't mean to stare. I know.
Oh, did you make him nervous?
I wasn't burning a hole in the back of his head with my eye.
You weren't licking your lips.
Well, I might have been a little bit thirsty. And then the air hostess did come up and ask me if I needed help.
Like what kind of help?
I don't know.
Like a glass of water?
No. No. Like a towel.
And you're with the Homo Helpline right now.
Dear Homo Helpline, I'm going to Adelaide tomorrow.
For
the Feast Picnic in the Park.
Do you know about that?
No.
You live there. You should know about that.
I've never heard of the Feast Picnic. But Adelaide's been very dry lately.
Does that have anything to do with the picnic?
Well, I hope they're bringing something to sit on because that grass is going to be desiccated.
Yes, it'll be like sitting on...
It'll be like sitting on coconut fibre.
Bread crumbs.
It'll be like a big coconut park. You're going to have to wear a leg.
Yeah.
You can't go now. You can't go bare leg.
You can't go skin.
No. Now, do you think the Homo Helpline can help me? Of course. How to survive a trip with four poofs in a two-bedroom apartment in Adelaide? Simon from East Kew.
Now, they're just all friends. They're not attached at all, are they?
You don't take a partner.
Why? You wouldn't double date?
The question is, does one take a partner to Adelaide or a date?
Anyway, I'm getting...
You don't take a date to Adelaide.
I'm getting the feeling that they're all unattached.
It's a Sex in the City weekend.
It is.
So you want to be in the bedroom with Samantha.
Do you?
Yeah, well, you don't want to be in there with Charlotte. Do you?
Well, his dilemma is how is he going to cope with a two-bedroom apartment and four people?
Well, there'd be two beds in each room, wouldn't there?
Well, you could put someone in the lounge. You don't have to be in the same bedroom.
I don't think sleeping is a major problem.
No, that's right. If you're going away...
I think the major problem is your destination.
The other thing you could do is do the round-the-clock sleep. You sleep 8 hours, then me, then you, then... You know, so they're never at the same... They're never at the apartment at the same time.
There's nothing wrong with sleeping with someone in the same bed.
Or they could hook up with people and just go... to their place.
Oh, look at you, Miss Samantha.
Well, it's always an option.
Would you do that?
No, but I'm suggesting it for him.
Maybe. I'm not sure exactly what the state of this homo helpline is because, like, he wants to know how to survive the trip. So I don't think the bedroom, I mean, even though he said there's two bedrooms, I don't think that's going to be a big problem, is it?
Apparently it is.
The only problem is I once shared a room with a couple.
That's not good.
In Adelaide. We went...
What, in the same bedroom?
Yeah, we shared a room and there was like a single bed and a double bed. And they were a couple, so they had the double bed.
Right. And how did you feel about that?
It was kind of early on meeting the partner.
Right.
Because my friend...
So they were doing it like rabbits.
Well, it was very early on and we went to the wedding and like, you know, and I thought, well, maybe I should get a room. They go, no, come and stay in our room. And I said, you know, it's not really, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should just get, and they go, no, come on down.
Maybe they wanted a threesome.
No, they didn't. Thank you. But the thing was that the night of the wedding, we got home, we got changed, you know, got my pajamas on, went to bed.
Got your pajamas on.
And I thought,
Thanks, Samantha.
I'll watch TV because I need to watch TV before I fall asleep. So I was watching TV and they went to bed and they fell asleep. So then I thought, oh, phew. And then I felt tired. So I turned off the TV, turned off the lights, got into bed, and I swear to God, 2 minutes, like within a minute of me turning off the lights.
They were at it.
Yeah. Have you ever walked along the river at night and heard water lapping up onto rocks?
And we've got a few messages in there, Benny.
Judy says, hi, boys. I'm sitting in my car stuffing my face with pizza and listening to...
I love her.
I love her too. You know what I'm loving about Judy? That she made sitting in a car and eating and stuffing her face with pizza sound gorgeous.
Right, that's what I want to do.
Because that's what I want to do right now. Do you feel guilty about eating in a car?
Nah.
Neither do I.
Why would you feel guilty about eating in a car?
Well, if someone once told me that you should never walk and eat at the same time.
I love walking and eating at the same time.
So do I.
Is that wrong?
Well, no, but I think...
You're digesting.
No, you're not.
And you're...
No, you're not.
Well, yeah, they used to tell me off at primary school for talking and walking and eating.
Didn't they tell you off for, like, soiling your undies?
No.
Didn't you do
And, you know, I was very entrepreneurial at primary school. I sold Super Bowls. I marked them up and sold them on. Look at me. Aren't I good? Until they found out and they confiscated them all.
I'm just trying to visualise you with Super Bowls. And it's not working, quite frankly. All I can visualise you is with fish fingers. Let me see here, lattes. Clinton from Box Hill South here. You know what I love about our listeners?
What's
the
that?
People that write into this show? Like, they're always from Box Hill South or East Kew or Brunswick West.
Oh, they've always got an...
They're never from the centre of that suburb. Have you noticed?
There are east, west, north or south. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
We do get some Werribee. There's no Werribee south, east or west, is there?
Oh, Werribee. They're sleeping tonight. Is the Werribee...
Now you're going to get them all right.
Is the Werribee festival on this weekend?
I think it was last week.
The Werribee... I was joking.
So was I.
You know, Frank, we have to...
Our producer's from Blackburn North.
You're from Blackburn North. No, when we have to rehearse that a little bit more. When next time I say that, supposed to say, I didn't know there was a Werribee.
Shall we do it now?
Yeah, okay. So, isn't next week Werribee Festival?
Oh, I didn't know there was one on.
Oh.
No, I mean...
Oh, you stuffed your own joke up. I was in a hostel in Brussels and I got a knock on the back door.
Did you?
Said, no, not tonight. I'm sick. I was really sick. I had like...
You were doing the Samantha Stevens.
I had flu. Really bad flu.
Did you have a temperature?
Oh, yeah, it was
and
bad.
And someone was knocking on your back door while you
Can
had
you
a temperature.
Believe that? And I had no desire whatsoever.
Well, they do say, is it starve? Do you starve a temperature and feed a flu?
Should I have fed the flu?
Do you feed a flu?
Anyway, it wasn't the most appropriate time, can I just say?
I wouldn't be feeding a flu. You can't feed someone while they're fluey, can you? Well, maybe if they've got a runny nose. I don't know. We've got one more homo helpline here from Florida in the United States of America. And it's from our lovely friend Mark in Florida, in Sarasota.
Sarasota.
He says, Mark and his partner have been together for 12 years. Mark's partner is out of town at the moment, is having difficulty sleeping because he doesn't have Mark in the bed with him. Oh, that sounds lesbian. Doesn't it?
It's a little leso.
But we love
But it's beautiful that he misses him. I can see more vomit coming out.
I'm about to hurl. But he says, Mark is loving his time alone.
Don't you? You can see you've got the whole bed.
There's nothing that makes me happier knowing that there's partners out there and they're loving their time alone.
Isn't it good?
Because that means there's potential new people out there.
No, but I like it. I like when, you know, when he goes away, it's nice to have...
But you can't sleep.
I can initially.
Don't you get scared?
No, I just lock all the doors.
No one's going to come looking for muffins in your house with those dust devils at the door.
I know you have issues
with those. Why are you scared?
I'm not. You're saying that I am.
I know lots of people that don't like sleeping in the house on their own.
Because there's lots of windows and entry points.
And you're an adult.
I know, but you know.
Don't you love just waking up in the middle of the night and just walking around and in the dark? I love that. I think there's nothing nicer than embracing, like being awake sometimes. Like, you know, like if you're on holidays especially and you wake up in the middle of the night and you don't turn on any lights and stuff and you just observe the night.
You're freaky.
Why?
You are just freaky.
I'm a bit Twilight.
You are a little.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Join 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.